Good morning, comfort killers. I am here once again giving you tools and tips, strategies that I've used to get uncomfortable throughout my journey. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. If this is your first time listening, here is a brief story about me. I am the founder of the Comfort Killers brand and company based in sunny Philadelphia. I walked out of a seminar that was supposed to motivate me. I walked out because I wanted to act. I wanted to take massive action for my goals and dreams. I no longer wanted to be pumped up for a seminar and in a week flatline or worse, buy one of their products. I wanted motivation to stem from the belly, to stem from within. I was addicted to gambling and procrastination. My own family knew me as someone who couldn't finish what she started. This goes for college, business, jobs. I was depressed, fed up, and enlightened all at the same time. When one talks of an aha moment, it usually stems from their lowest point. And on February 14th, 2016, it was my lowest. I walked out and never looked back with a new mission in mind that encompassed the entire globe. My company's values built on my experience. I walked the walk before talking. I wrote over 100 plus articles, shot over 50 videos, created an ebook called The Comfort Killers Handbook, created tangible products, and guess what? I never looked back. There were times that I wanted to stop. Times when I felt like an amateur, but I kept going, one foot after the next. I face my fears, I eat fear for breakfast, and spit it out at noontime. I make fear my pet, a puppy. Today's episode, we will discuss fear, a topic that has yet come back again. I recognize that when you set out on a journey to success, better health, better lifestyle, better financial position, better relationships, better business ethics, better everything, you are met by fear at every level. Each level that you pass to move on to mastery, here comes fear staring you down once again, deep into your eyes, deep into your gut. Let's define fear. Take out your Merriam-Webster and let's have at it. If you don't have a Merriam-Webster dictionary in hand, you can always, always jump online, merriam-webster.com. That's what I use. And I don't stick at the simple definitions. We go down a little bit. So we define fear as an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by anticipation or awareness of danger. So there's two things right there. Some people say, oh, fear. Awareness of danger. Bing, bing. Awareness of danger. Bing, bing. You know? But it's caused by anticipation, too. Like, you're anticipated about something. You're happy. You're excited. You need to do something. Okay? An instance of this emotion. Okay? So there's an instant that fear comes along and grabs you, and you're there. Okay? Or a state marked by this emotion. So, you know, I was fearful then, you know, and I could tell you some stories where I was fearful. So that's that. It was a whole state. Fear is an unpleasant emotion. It starts with doubt and low confidence, right? We're talking about in the anticipatory version. What if I told you that fear isn't much of a beast that we make it out to be? What if I told you that you could ball it up and demand it to be gone? I like fear. I am one of those people that recognizes it and thanks it for being there. It's an innate sensibility to spark action, whether it's real action required, like running out of a burning building, quickly finding the exit, shutting down the parasympathetic systems, making my heart rate and adrenaline align for downright running and action, lifting cars up off of babies. I thank it for still being here with me. It's an innate human emotion that we need, right? I want fear, though, to awaken the monster in me and allowing me to survive. Fear is a survival tactic. And for this, it is respected for me. This isn't a battle between Sparta and Athens, though. We don't live in caves anymore, and I don't have to go out and hunt my game for meals. I don't need to do that. I don't need to run from lions and cheetahs. I don't need to run from wild beasts. But I am happy that it's here and alive and still will summon strength and power when needed, as it should. Anytime I feel fear, I know that I am moving up a level. I know that I'm turning the dial on my journey. I know I am going places. I felt fear when I walked out of that seminar and decided to start my own business. My first video, even on Snapchat, had some fear. My first article that I shared everywhere, some fear there too. Even though I was asked to contribute to Grant Cardone TV, fear came then as well. I spoke in front of 200 plus leaders at a workplace summit. I just stood up and answered a question, and fear came to check up on me. I talked to people about my business. Fear came to knock. Each one of those times, when I did it a second time, fear disappeared. The puppy didn't come back. Why is that? If you jump out of a plane for the first time, you are scared as shit. You literally are terrified. You are doing more screaming than you do enjoying. What about the fifth or sixth time? You become a pro, sort of, and you are really enjoying the experience. You are definitely what they call fearless. I flew a plane back in June of this year. I did it because I took a trip from Albany to Newark in a prop plane, a 20-seat propeller small plane. There was wind. I shit my pants. Others threw up. The plane kept rocking back and forth like a toy. It was the worst flying experience I ever had. We literally lifted off our seats as the plane dipped in the sky. I was terrified. I came home and guess what fear did? It bought me a 1 hour of flying lessons as a Christmas gift. I come home. I'm scared. It's around Christmas time. I am terrified. I was flying so low in that prop plane that I could still text. And I was texting Siobhan like a mad woman up there saying, oh my God, you know when you press A so long, there's like 25 A's in because I was scared. So I come home and all of a sudden I got a Christmas gift and it was flying lessons in one of those damn planes again. But this time it wasn't a 20-seater. It was even smaller. It was a Cessna, baby, a Cessna, like a 4-seater. And that includes the pilots. I accepted. I waited for the best day, however, you know, trying to set myself up for success. Not a cloud in the sky, no wind, just a calm day. I booked my flight and took off once again in a plane I said I would never go on ever again. Much less fly myself with, of course, my experienced pilot, co-pilot. I was still scared. Still couldn't grab the yoke like I wanted. Still couldn't enjoy the experience. But I did it. I was one step closer to defeating this animal called fear. My puppy. Imagine if I do that. If I do the flying lessons. If I perform that again 6, even 10, 20, 100 more times. I would be fearless. Use fear as an indicator that you are moving up a level. If you feel fear, you probably asked for it. You probably want to overcome it and win the battle. Tomorrow night, I was booked for my first speaking engagement. If you are on my newsletter, you know this. If you're not on my newsletter, please do so now. Jump on thecomfortkillers.com. You go on to resources and click start here. You can sign up for my newsletter. I will appreciate it because I give a lot to my newsletter subscribers. Everything that happens to me and in my business, this whole journey, it all comes together in that newsletter and what I put out. So tomorrow's booked for my first speaking engagement. I'm so happy for that, right? I'm like, wow, I am really moving along in my journey. I am ecstatic for that. It's in Cleveland. 50 to 60 people will be there. Here comes the big boy named Fear again. But in my case, it's a small, cute cute, very cute puppy. I'm ready to move up another notch in my journey. I am ready to conquer it. I will remember this speaking engagement clearly as it will be my first official gig. In 2 years, I will laugh at it. Remember, fear is there for a reason, as it should. We are humans and we need to survive. Then again, we are humans that need to thrive. In order to do that, we must get uncomfortable, and discomfort brings about levels, you know, when you are uncomfortable, right? It doesn't take long for that situation to be comfortable in your journey to success, right? Isn't that amazing? You know, I look at the camera, even this podcast. Listen to my first podcast. Listen to how I sounded then compared to now, all right? Because then I needed it to be this certain way, and it was so sterile, and I was so scared, and my voice was different, and I was a little younger, and maybe a year younger, but still, it was a different thing. This is my 47th podcast episode, and there was a bunch that I deleted way before this one. I deleted it, started it over for the Comfort Killers, because I had some crazy, cooked out, all spiritual podcasts. I was really like in the game spiritually. And I deleted them just because I wanted to start this journey fresh. And that's what happens when you walk out of a seminar. You have a huge mission on your shoulders. You have a huge mission on your back. And you want to have this fresh start to success. So you will get fear. See, but I am no longer fearful of things that I have mastered. New tests are always around the corner. We have to champion life and distinguish between what is, what was, and what will. I love what will. What will happen if I don't acknowledge fear and let it paralyze my growth? What will happen when I defeat this beast or small puppy, cute Pikachu? What will happen when I do this 60 times? When I experience this thing another 6 times? When I do this video 4 more times? If you feel fear on your growth, on your journey, it means that you have to do it. Go for it. Be bold, and you will gain so much confidence when you do it. Comfort Killers, that's all I have for you today. Today, I'm actually flying out on a bigger Cessna. Let's call it an Embraer 190. And I don't mind turbulence. I just mind crazy severe ones. Watch, I spark up this thing called fear again to teach me a lesson. So, guys, I want you to do me a favor. Again, if you don't have me in your email for my newsletter, please go do so now. Lead me on all your favorite socials. Snapchat, Stacey A. Cross. Twitter, Stacey A. Cross. Instagram. I'm really like heavy in Instagram right now. I don't know. I love what I'm getting over there, you know? So please, lead me. I was going to say follow. Lead me on all of these socialites sites. And of course, thecomfortkillers.com. I dropped an article yesterday. It's amazing. You gotta read it. It's called The Sun Don't Chill and I Don't Calm Down. And you can get that on my Medium and LinkedIn channels. On Medium, I am Stacey A. Cross. And on LinkedIn, I am also Stacey A. Cross. Please go out there, knock fear in the face, use it when you need to use it. Don't get scared of it. My cat's meowing. At the end of the day, it's only an indicator of advancement, baby, of advancement. Go out there, enjoy your day, and remain uncomfortable.